Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel files an appeal on behalf of the Maine healthcare workers. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Liberty Counsel filed an appeal with the First Circuit Court of Appeals on behalf of seven Maine healthcare workers after U.S. District Judge John Levy dismissed their religious accommodation case as moot. He said that it's moot because the state had rescinded its COVID-19 mandate.
But we came back and said, not so fast. These people have still incurred, they lost their jobs and they lost a lot more. So we're not done.
Not only that, but in fact, what we also argue here is that when did Maine repeal or rescind this mandate? Number one, they rescinded it after we won a 3-0 decision at the Court of Appeals.
Right.
The lower court judge found that the case was moot because there was no more mandate, although there was no more forcing of the mandate.
But these people still suffered.
We took the case up on appeal,
yeah.
And the Court of Appeals reversed that and reversed it in a 3-0 decision, ruling in our favor, sending the case back down to the lower court and allowing us to proceed with discovery, which we were very anxious to do that because we wanted to take the depositions of Janet Mills, the governor, some of these others regarding their decision to issue
right.
this mandate. But then after we won the 3-0 Court of Appeals, the Maine mandate was rescinded. However, the statute that gave rise to the mandate is still in effect. So they rescinded the mandate. They rescinded the mandate, and they then argued that the case is moot, and they said it was moot because COVID had actually decreased. In fact, when they repealed the mandate, the number of COVID cases had actually increased, not decreased.
And this also leaves the door open for her to do it again.
Right, and they've defended their actions from the very beginning.
Yeah.
So they haven't agreed that their actions violated the First Amendment. They've always argued that they were legally right to be able to do this. So the same judge, John Levy, ruled again and dismissed it this time and would not even allow us to go into discovery, just dismiss the case. Yet now we're up on appeal again to the Court of Appeals, arguing that the case is not moot and should return to the lower court as the Court of Appeals had previously directed, and that we should be allowed to engage in discovery. So we should be allowed to obtain documents, take depositions, and then proceed to trial.
And don't forget, not just our plaintiffs and healthcare workers, but Governor Mills also threatened to revoke the licenses of all healthcare employers who failed to mandate the experimental injection to their employees. So she did a number on them too.
Yeah, in fact, their state statute, as well as their mandate, they granted medical exemptions, but no religious exemptions.
Mm.
And the mandate said no religious exemptions, period.
She thinks she's above the law.
And also, amazingly, as you mentioned, threatened the employers of these healthcare workers that if you grant even one religious accommodation, it doesn't matter how compelling it is, if you grant any religious accommodation, you will be fined daily fines and you will lose your business license, and so you'll be shut down. So imagine, we had hospitals that wanted to employ some of these people, but if they were to grant a religious accommodation, their entire hospital would lose its business license to operate, the entire hospital. So we had one, for example, that moved from out of state because prior to COVID, Maine had a shortage of healthcare workers, particularly in some of the rural areas of Maine. And for those not familiar with Maine, there's a lot of rural areas of Maine. It's the reason why this voucher case went all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And Maine was granting vouchers because they did not have public schools to be able to service a lot of their right. rural areas. So they granted vouchers, but only to non-religious schools. That was ultimately overturned at the U.S. Supreme Court and said, no, you can't discriminate against religious schools. So this rural nature of Maine was the reason behind the vouchers. The rural nature of Maine also had a lack of healthcare workers. So prior to COVID, with the lack of healthcare workers, Maine put out requests for healthcare workers to come to Maine. They would pay for their moving expenses. They would give them a signing bonus. And so one of our clients actually moved from another state to Maine as part of that recruitment. And she was working for a hospital. Then the mandate came in and she was terminated. And she goes to another hospital the same week she's terminated and she applies to work there. And that hospital said, we would love to hire you, but we can't, because we can't give you a religious accommodation. And the reason why they can't is if they did, they would lose their right to actually do business.
It's ridiculous. I mean, we dealt with her back with the church lockdowns, remember that? And she showed her true self then, that she thinks she's above the law. And then now this happened with the COVID shot mandate. She again thinks she's above the law, but she takes these hardworking healthcare workers who were on the front lines during COVID and then kick them to the curb because they refuse to take the COVID shot that is associated with aborted fetal cells.
Yeah, and so she, in the beginning of the year that she did the mandate, she actually called the healthcare workers heroes mm-hmm. for actually going to work every day and working with people who were infected with COVID and caring for other people.
Yeah.
The same year she issued the mandate and those heroes went down to zeros in her mind. And so she mandated that they get the COVID shot. And if they didn't, they would be fired. And if any employer granted them a religious accommodation, they would be shut down. So many of these had objections to the COVID shot for religious reasons because of the aborted fetal cell line. But others also saw in practice, in reality, that they had gotten COVID and they had recovered. And they also saw people who actually got the COVID shots and were suffering from the results of the COVID shots, not COVID, but COVID-related shot injuries. And so they're not going to inject this poison into their body.
So we need this case to continue. We need a permanent injunction against her, Governor Mills, and to stop any future unconstitutional mandate or law because, you know, she's going to do it again.
Yeah, this is a bad governor. This was, remember when we were litigating the church lockdown cases, the worst state in the nation was California.
Mm-hmm.
Total ban on religious worship for nearly a year. And if you engaged in any kind of worship in a sanctuary, no matter how big, with another person, one other person, criminal. And also if you did that in a home and you didn't live there, or you had somebody in your home that didn't live there for Bible study, prayer, fellowship, you would be violating criminal law under this governor's order. We ultimately got that overturned at the U.S. Supreme Court. Then the second most restrictive state in the nation, which now became the most restrictive with California being enjoined, is Maine. Because
mm-hmm.
Maine had something very similar, and it was nearly as strict as California, but it became the most strict state in the nation. We represented a church there, and that church defied the lockdowns. They were willing to take whatever penalty was necessary. And Governor Mills, fortunately, didn't proceed in that case because the law enforcement in those areas said, we're not going to execute the governor's mandate.
But, you know, it's amazing to see what the enemy wants for evil, God uses for good. I recently talked with the pastor of the church that we represented.
Pastor Ken Graves.
Yes, they have since planted 10 more churches as a result of what happened.
Is that right?
10 more churches. One of the men who had gone through their recovery program was serving on the church, felt called to go out and plant a new church in Portland, which is quite a challenging area. But 10 new churches,
that's
Matt.
That's amazing. Well, you know, Holly, we've seen that
praise
across
God.
The board for all of the ones that we've represented. The churches that actually had bold pastors that were willing to take a stand and to worship and even risk going to jail time when they would see abortion clinics open, the big box centers open, but churches shut down, they said, no, enough is enough.
They saw the truth.
Those pastors, that didn't know if they were going to come home that night, that they might end up in a jail cell. Those churches have thrived across the board, without exception.
And his is one example of that.
That's amazing. That's an encouraging word to hear.
Never give up.
What the enemy intends for evil, God can turn around for good. And that's Pastor Ken Graves' church there in Maine.
Keep fighting.
So keep fighting and keep praying for our case here on behalf of these brave healthcare heroes. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.